Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the first and last name on the account you've called in about today?
Yes, Jody. My name is Nicholas Martin. Nicholas is spelled N-I-C-K-O-L-A-S, and Martin's M-A-R-T-I-N.
Thank you. All right. I am locating this account for you. What in the world? All right, thank you for being patient with me. I've located this account, Mr. Martin. All right. And please verify the zip code on the account.
15012.
Thank you. All righty. So I've located this account. This is for the Omax 3. And how may I help you today?
A quick question. I called in on Friday and I ordered it. And I can show you, tell you my order number. It's 151-5719.
Okay.
And when I looked at my bank statement, it has Omax 3 products, but it has it twice, one for 514-21 and one for 515-21. I'm just checking on your end. Did you guys just submit for one payment of 159.80 or two?
Okay, so let me take a look at the account. Let's see. All right, so we're going to go back to that. It does see the charge on the 29th and then again on the 15th. So let me see what's, let me figure out what's going on, sir. Okay. All right. I see that you called in on March the 17th to change next shipment date. Doesn't say to when.
No, hon, I'm just talking about this past Friday, okay? I just called this past Friday, and I ordered it because I was originally on Capital One, but then for some reason the Capital One was denied my
– right.
Okay, so now what we're talking about is just past Friday. Did you submit for one payment of 159.80 or two payments of 159.80?
Right, and I believe you spoke with me because I remember this this situation.
Okay.
We changed your information, and then my supervisor completed the process. All right, so I did not submit that payment. That was, let's see. Now let me, I'm going to reach out to her and see if for some clarity. I do see on the 15th, there was a payment of $159 that refreshed the subscription. But
okay.
I only see one payment. Now, are these being billed on the same card? Is that, we changed the card.
Okay. I'm asking a really simple question. The question is this: did you guys bill me for two payments of $159.80 or just one?
I see one payment here. One payment
okay.
On the 15th of May.
Okay. Because on my, I'm looking at my PNC online bank account. And this must be on the bank's end, okay? They must have somehow listed it. And I've seen this happen before with other things in the past where there was a duplicate charge for just something I just bought one time. But the first thing I'm doing is making sure that on your end, on Omax's end, that you just submitted payment for one, you know, the product for $159.80, and that's it. There's not two there, just one.
Right, and that's what I see. I'm gonna just double check. I think I told you Friday that was a new. This is a new the system for me. So I want to get someone else to overlook it and make sure that I'm telling you correctly. What I see is one charge, though. I don't see the charge, but I would hate for you to call your bank and be upset with them and then have to call back and be really upset with us that I gave you wrong information. That. Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. All right. So I'm sending over your information so that they can take a look at this account for me. All right, just waiting for a response. How's the weather where you're at?
I'm sorry. Oh, it's great. It's going to be nice and warm as we move forward through the week from the 70s into the 80s.
Oh, so, yeah. That's always good news. Yes, sir. That's good news there. I'm not a fan of the cold.
Well, you live in Western Pennsylvania. You kind of have to get used to it, but we've had enough. So let's move on to summer or towards summer.
Yes, sir. All right. I am still waiting for a response, but honestly, from what I see here, I do see you were only charged that one time.
Okay,
I'm looking. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I hear what you're saying, and that's fine. You know, I've seen this kind of thing happen with, I've ordered other equipment and things, and I've seen double charges. It's been a while since I've seen that, but I was just making sure. But on your end, you said if on your records, you know, for the order number I gave you, one order, you know, of 159.80, that's fine. That must, this just must be one of those things that happens on the bank's end.
Right. So I do see that the order number that you gave me, that was a charge of 159.80. And then I see on the 15th, when you called in and spoke with me, I see a 159.80. Now, are we talking about the OMAX 3?
Well, yeah, this past Friday was the 14th. That was the day I spoke with you, okay? And so, you know, the charge is they have a listed charge for 514.21, and they have a listed charge for 515.21.
Okay, no. Okay. Yeah, I don't – right. And so it was not consecutively like that. No, sir. So I – for that date of last Friday, I only see that one charge. I finally have a supervisor looking over it to make sure.
Okay.
All right. So she asked, are you saying that you were double billed? I said you were double checking.
Yeah, I wasn't double checking. I mean, I'm asking you guys on your end to tell me, no, we didn't double bill you. That's all I'm asking.
Right. I confidently cannot tell you that. I mean, like 100%. So I'm waiting for her response.
And I think the answer is no, you guys didn't, but
All right, so that is correct. That is not a double charge there, no sir.
Okay. Well, is it Jody?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Jody, thank you so much for your help and your time. And I think we've resolved that issue then. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too, dear. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.